From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A historic U.S.-Cuban meeting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro met Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Panama City.
It was a much-anticipated encounter between leaders of two nations that have been enemies for more than a half century. President Barack Obama spoke first.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
But Mr. Obama said it is time to turn the page, try something new, and start engaging Cuba. At the same time, he said the U.S. recognizes differences will exist between the two governments. Raul Castro said that fundamentally what President Obama expressed reflects the same as what the Cubans are thinking. The Cuban leader said his government is willing to discuss everything, including human rights, if those discussions are respectful. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
U.S. President Obama said Saturday that partisan wrangling over nuclear negotiations with Iran and on other foreign policy matters has gone too far. It needs to stop, he declared during a press conference at the close of the Summit of the Americas. South Korean and Libyan officials say unidentified gunmen attacked the South Korean embassy in Tripoli today, killing two local security guards. Officials say the gunmen fired from a passing car at the embassy compound, killing the two guards and wounding another. A foreign ministry spokesman in Seoul said three South Koreans, including two diplomats working at the embassy, were not harmed. This is VOA News. Video distributed by activists appears to show the state of the Yarmouk refugee camp in Syria. It suffered a week of shelling and fighting between the Syrian regime, local opposition fighters, and Islamic State forces, which have seized most of the camp. The International Committee of the Red Cross says emergency medical care is desperately needed. The United Nations says it wants to work with the Syrian government to ensure the safety of Palestinians and Syrians, both inside and outside the camp. Ramzi Ezzedine is deputy to the UN envoy to Syria.
The situation in the camps is our special case, and we need to address it as soon as possible. So we have agreed that we will work together based on what Syria has done over the years and try to intensify this cooperation so that we can address the ongoing tragedy.
The UN says more than 18,000 people were in the Yarmouk camp when Islamic State militants raided it last week. A bomb explosion in a shopping mall parking lot in southern Thailand has triggered fears of more violence targeting the country's highly lucrative tourism industry. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
The bomb blast in the basement car park of a department store on the island of Samui came late Friday night and injured seven people, including an Italian girl. Investigators said the improvised bomb was detonated remotely and completely destroyed the vehicle, which was reported to be stolen from the southern province of Yala. The attack on the resort island, 770 kilometres south from Bangkok, follows the explosion of two small devices outside a major shopping mall in the Thai capital in early February that injured two people. Security officials initially blamed supporters of the former civilian government of Yingluck Shinawat, overthrown by the military in May of last year. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
At least seven people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. Voters were electing 36 state governors, with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the presidential vote, when former President Jonathan became the first head of state voted out of office in a peaceful change of power. Turkey quickly summoned the Vatican's envoy to protest today after Pope Francis marked the 100th anniversary of the mass killing of Armenians by calling it genocide. Pontiff said during a mass at St. Peter's Basilica that the killing of what Armenia says were as many as 1.5 million Armenians by Ottoman Turks was the first genocide of the 20th century. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.